Also ich habe hier ein paar nützliche Blöcke. Ich wollte die mal jetzt an euch abgeben, dass ihr während unserer Sessions mal Fragen reinschreiben könnt. Und dann würden wir die über Mittag essen oder so, auch danach am Ende dann die nochmal einsammeln und dann genau die Fragen, wenn wir Antworten haben, versuchen zu beantworten. Ja? Von daher, ich lege die erstmal hier bei euch. Ja, so ich verstehe Deutsch, ich kann auch ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen. Ich verstehe am besten Hochdeutsch. Wenn ihr aus Österreich oder Schweiz kommt, dann seid mit mir bitte geduldig. Aber und ich werde auch mit euch geduldig sein. Aber ihr seid noch müde. Ja, ist doch Samstag, ne? Und ihr seid hier, Mensch, was für ein Glaubensschritt. Was für ein Commitment. Das letzte Seminar. Ne? Das letzte Session. Also ich kenne ein paar von euch. Schön, euch wiederzusehen. Und Judith kennen wir auch besonders, weil sie uns besucht hat in Münster und kam mit anderen, um uns in der Gemeinde in Münster zu dienen. Und von daher, wir sind immer ja, glücklich und dankbar, wenn wir eine Gelegenheit haben, nach Hannover zu kommen und manche unserer Freunde zu besuchen und auch natürlich hier Ruben, die Gemeinde, die Älteste und Jörg, der Pastor. Es ist immer schön für uns. Genau, wir haben aber ein ganz interessantes Thema und das passt zu uns beide, Nara und ich. Wir dachten, ja, das ist passend. Also das können wir ganz gut. Und von daher, wir sind gespannt auf heute. Wir werden das auch ein bisschen so spontan machen, manches. Wir haben aber auch dafür vorbereitet. Und ich werde meinen Teil, also das heißt aber auch zwischendurch, auf Englisch machen. Und Gott wird Judith viel Gnade und Weisheit geben, wie sie mich am besten übersetzen kann. Und euch das mal rübertragen. Also wenn ihr irgendwas nicht versteht, Hand hochheben oder kann man nachher nochmal diese Dinge besprechen, diese Themen. Wie gesagt, wenn ihr Fragen habt, wir werden versuchen, verschiedene Zeiten einzuplanen heute im Laufe unserer Zeit zusammen, wo wir zusammen Fragen und so eine Frage, Question and Answer Zeit haben und auch dann nochmal am Ende wahrscheinlich auch aufteilen, Männer zusammen sein und die Frauen zusammen sein, dass ihr so auch alles loswerden könnt, also ganz frei. Ne? Und genau, so wir möchten natürlich mit einer kleinen Vorstellung von uns, wer wir sind, und Nada wird uns dann die Vorstellung ja, machen. Ja.
Ich muss dazu noch mal sagen, dass das erste Mal, dass wir das wirklich in dieser Konstellation machen, auch gerade mit Englisch und Übersetzung und dann gerade auf Deutsch oder überhaupt das Thema wird, ja, so ein Seminar halt halten dann auch zusammen. Naja, auf jeden Fall, wir sind
Echo hier vorne, Monitor.
Genau, also wir sind seit 11 Jahren verheiratet, haben mittlerweile 4 Kinder, wir wohnen in Münster, machen Gemeindearbeit gemeinsam in Münster seit 8 Jahren, sind hingezogen, um eine Gemeinde zu gründen. sind im Moment noch beide 33, ich bin noch 34 und ja, Arbeitsdaten von uns.
Ja, so, what's important for us to say, though, is, you know, we have this thema, wenn's kracht.
Wir haben dieses Thema, wenn's kracht.
And when you think of conflict and your role as a man or woman,
und wenn ihr über Auseinandersetzung nachdenkt und eure Rolle als Mann oder Frau,
you kind of think, well, in order to be good at that, you need to have been taught it, grown up with it. You need to have come in a very healthy atmosphere.
Dann wird irgendwie klar, oder du denkst dir, damit gut umzugehen, das gut zu können, muss ich in einem heilen Elternhaus oder in einem heilen Umfeld aufgewachsen sein, wo ich das lerne.
And the truth is, Nada and I both come out of broken families.
Und Tatsache ist aber, dass Nada und ich beide aus kaputten Familien kommen.
You know, for me, I grew up in Florida.
Ich bin in Florida aufgewachsen.
And I have three older brothers.
Und ich habe drei ältere Brüder.
There you go. Hallelujah. And, you know, my parents divorced when I was 16.
Und meine Eltern haben sich scheiden lassen, als ich 16 war.
And when they did, if you can imagine, we were, and especially I, we were all very happy it happened.
Und
now you have to, when you hear that, you think, man, that must have been a pretty messed up situation. Obviously, I was 16.
Ich war 16.
The youngest.
Der jüngste.
But nonetheless, given the environment that we lived in and the circumstance that we were in, we were happy. And I say that because really at my home where I grew up, there was a lot of strife, a lot of fighting, a lot of turmoil. And I didn't know why it was that way, but that we really grew up hating my father. Man, he had a temper. He was angry. Oh, schnell, heiß, like hitzig or something. There's a word, huh? Yeah. I mean, anything could set him off.
Alles von ihm total aufregend.
We were afraid around him.
Wir hatten Angst, wenn wir in seiner Nähe waren.
And the only thing I can remember thinking was, I can't wait till I get old enough and big enough to look at you eye to eye. You can think about it and go, wow, okay. Yeah, there was a lot of strife and anger and bitterness in my home.
Yeah,
so. And, you know, here's the thing. My parents were both Christian. My mom lived like a Christian. She maintained her faith as a Christian that you and I would identify with today. But my dad, he was a nominal Christian to me, someone who said he was, but didn't really live like one. And as I got older, I discovered, you know, my parents met at Bible school. And then they went off into the mission field for 8 years. And when I was born into the family, the mission field was over.
Und zu dem Zeitpunkt, als ich
And it was just really a battle just to go to church on Sunday.
Und es war einfach ein richtiger Kampf, allein schon sonntags zur Kirche zu gehen.
And I want to give that as like a backdrop so that you understand this is something that is we have been confronted with both before we met and after we met.
Und ich möchte euch die Hintergrundinformation geben, damit ihr wisst, dass Nada und ich beide mit sowas konfrontiert waren, bevor wir uns kennengelernt haben und auch danach noch.
And you know, Jesus, he's a healer.
Und ihr wisst doch, Jesus ist ein Heiland.
He has a perfect way. And if you follow him and you do things the way that he has presented them, it works. But you want to say something about your family situation? I have enough words for you. No.
Genau.
Yeah, but just so you guys understand, I mean, we came out of jacked up families, you know. You know, and today here we are, you know, pastoring a church in Germany. You know, God is so funny. But he is so gracious. You know, he has a perfect plan. And the devil wants to just destroy everything. And he wants to destroy you. The good story ending to all of that is that we found Christ, or Christ found us. You know, I gave my life and surrendered my heart to Jesus when I was 18.
Mit 18 Jahren habe ich mein Leben und mein Herz Jesus hingegeben.
And before that,
und davor,
I tried everything there is to try out under the sun.
Habe ich absolut alles ausprobiert, was man unter der Sonne ausprobieren kann.
Again, you understand why. I was lost. I was filled with bitterness and hate and just wanted to just live and run into the world.
Und nochmal, also ihr wisst, ihr versteht, warum ich einfach mit Bitterkeit und Verlust und Hass erfüllt war und warum ich einfach nur rennen wollte in die Welt.
And then you heard from Nada that it just, someone invited her mom to church, and through that, one got saved after the next.
Und von Nada habt ihr gehört, ihre Mutter wurde von jemandem in die Gemeinde eingeladen und dann eine nach dem anderen wurde sie gerettet.
You know, and then there we are beginning to have a new perspective in life, new hope kind of being poured into our hearts.
Und dadurch wurde uns diese neue Perspektive auf das Leben aufgezeigt und Hoffnung wurde in unser Herz ausgegossen.
And, you know, it wasn't too long after that, I was 20. And then the Lord opened a door for me to come and serve at the Bible school in Siegen.
Und nicht lange danach, als ich dann 20 war, hat der Herr eine Tür geöffnet, dass ich zur Bibelschule in Siegen kommen und dort dienen konnte.
And little did I know at the time that he was going to lead me to meet my wife in Siegen.
Und zu dem Zeitpunkt hatte ich keine Ahnung, dass er mich dahin führen würde, dass ich meine zukünftige Frau treffen würde.
And Nada and I met in Siegen at the church there. And we knew that God had brought us together.
Und wir wussten, dass Gott uns zusammengeführt hat.
But we didn't really know the background from one another.
Aber wir kannten nicht, den Hintergrund des anderen.
You know, it's kind of like, and maybe we'll talk about this a little bit, but you know, you kind of, when you show your best side.
Das war so ein bisschen so, wir werden da später auch noch drüber reden, wenn du so die beste Seite zeigst.
You know, you come out of the best family. Everything was perfect, you know. You know, and for me, yeah, my family's over in Florida, and yes, you know, it's nice, and you know. You know, and I was so enraptured by her, I didn't even ask any questions about her family. But really, what happens? You bring all this baggage into the relationship.
Right?
And it could be that you haven't really processed all those things yet. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about. A lot of these things we were first confronted with when we got together and we got married. Yeah, that was when then we kind of start talking about, you know, I mean, obviously, we shared our testimonies and how the Lord saved us, of course. But, you know, you have a way of doing that in a good package. And it's important for us to kind of give you guys that backdrop so you understand just kind of where we're coming from. Yeah, and then we got married, you know, when I was 21 and Nada was 20, right? Or was it 22, 21? I think I was 22. Okay, 22, 21.
Und als wir geheiratet haben, war ich 22 und Nada 21.
Right, so just, we're young, like you guys. No. And, yeah, like you did. No. Like, I mean, here we're all still young. We came as we've been married 11 years.
You know,
we got four kids. You know, when we go to the kindergarten, we're the youngest couple, man. Everybody's like a decade older.
You know?
And usually the only couple that's married, believe it or not. You know, we kind of live, and you guys can relate with that, we live in an interesting day and age. So, did you want to add anything to the background context? So it's really just a matter of grace that we're standing here today. You know, that, and we see, and we think it's funny, but we see how God and why God would put us up here to talk about this kind of thing. We have a lot of experience. Right? You know? Nada's got a nice left hook. She used to be a kickboxer, you know? So, you know, wenn's kracht. The answer is, you lay down on the ground. No. So we want to address these topics. I mean, and you look at it, and they're all connected. You know, you have the role of the man and the woman. And you've got Jesus, who's our peace. And then you've got conflict in the world and in life and in relationships. Kind of go back the other way. You know, because I feel like it's important that I address the role of the man and the woman first. That will kind of help give us a little bit of a context. And as we're going to be talking about solutions and responses, it's important that we know what model we're trying to follow.
Methoden.
We need to understand from which we're trying to follow that, the Bible, biblical. So you guys understand, we're not just going to give therapeutical answers. You know, that might be in modern psychology. We really will address things from a biblical point of view. I'm not against psychology. I'm not against therapy or counseling. But I find that God in heaven to be the wisest. And his ways to be the most effective. And they're both simple. And they always have both parties in mind. You know, he will give us wisdom that is both beneficial to you and the person you're having a conflict with. And we're going to be talking about that. So, the role of man and woman. I was looking at the topics that you guys had. And this is a Bible teaching church. And if you've been here, you know, for any long amount of time, you know, within a couple of years or longer, I'm sure you have been taught well.
Und wenn du hier schon seit einer Weile bist, vielleicht sogar schon ein paar Jahre,
and have a good influence already in your life around this topic.
Und dass du schon, was dieses Thema angeht, einen guten Einfluss hast in deinem Leben.
And so I imagine the things I'm going to say are nothing new.
Ich kann mir also vorstellen, okay, dass das, was ich euch sagen werde, nichts Neues ist.
But I feel like it's important that I kind of give that backdrop too, so we can kind of pull from it today.
Aber trotzdem möchte ich diese Grundlage nochmal geben, damit wir darauf zurückgreifen können.
How many of you guys are here in this session and are coming for the first time?
Wie viele von euch sind jetzt das erste Mal bei dem Seminar?
Okay, all right. So how many of you guys have been to the other sessions?
Wie viele von euch waren schon bei den anderen Sessions?
Okay, all right. How many of you guys have done every session?
Wie viele von euch waren bei jeder Session anwesend?
Okay. So after today, you'll be ready to teach it yourself, right?
Also nach der Session heute werdet ihr vorbereitet sein, das selber.
Because you got it all, man. You got the whole package.
Weil ihr das alles am Start hat, das ganze Paket.
We're going to be looking to you for wisdom.
Wir werden zu euch aufschauen, yeah, und Weisheit bitten.
You know, a lot of this stuff is theoretical, and you really going to begin to understand when you're faced with it and you have to walk it out.
Vieles davon ist aber sehr theoretisch und erst wenn du mit den Dingen konfrontiert wirst, dann wirst du sehen, dass du nicht praktisch leben.
And so the Bible teaches us that God created male and female in his image.
Und die Bibel lehrt uns, right? Dass Gott Mann und Frau in sein Ebenbild geschaffen hat, oder?
So God created us, both male and female.
Okay?
And he is the designer of gender.
Und er ist der Schöpfer von Geschlecht.
The designer of the roles.
Der Schöpfer der Rollen.
And he is the one who instituted this idea of oneness.
Und er ist derjenige, der sich überhaupt diese Idee der Einheit ausgedacht hat.
To take two and to make them one. And so a lot of what obviously is important when we talk about relationships we're going to be focusing on is the man and the woman and that particular type of relationship.
Und von all dem, was wir thematisieren, wenn wir über Beziehungen sprechen, konzentrieren wir uns viel auf diese Beziehung zwischen Mann und Frau.
Yeah, we have relationships with the same sex. We may have a brother or a sister at home.
Wir haben auch Beziehungen zum selben Geschlecht. Wir haben einen Bruder oder eine Schwester.
You got friends, work, or school.
Wir haben Freunde in der Schule, auf der Arbeit.
And there, yeah, you have conflict there too.
Ja, und auch da haben wir Auseinandersetzungen.
And you know what? You'll find that the solutions God gives that are applied in the roles for the man and the woman really are helpful even in, when you're dealing with the same sex.
Und da merken wir, dass die Art und Weise, wie man in der Mann-Frau-Beziehung mit
So let me give you guys just a quick flyover, okay? So in Genesis, there it tells us on the sixth day, God created male and female. And he blessed them. Okay? All right. A little later, chapter 2, we get a little bit more insight as to what that looked like. He created first the man. His name was Adam. And then from Adam, he created the woman. Her name was Eve. In that whole account of God's creating of the male and the female, this man and this woman, they were given already certain roles, certain responsibilities.
Da hat er ihnen bereits bestimmte Rollen und bestimmte Aufgaben gegeben.
You know, Adam was supposed to tend the garden.
Adam war dazu berufen, sich um den Garten zu kümmern.
And there he is naming the animals, you know.
Und er gibt den ganzen Tieren Namen.
And probably as he's naming them, he's starting to wonder why there's two of all the animals But there's only one of him.
Und während er das tut, fällt ihm wahrscheinlich irgendwann auf, da sind immer zwei von den jeweiligen Tieren, aber es gibt nicht nur einmal.
Okay. Well, we're kind of thinking with Adam, because there he is, and God sees he's a bit lonely.
Und wir denken jetzt mal, wir versetzen uns mal so ein bisschen in Adam und er, und Gott merkt das auch, er ist irgendwie einsam.
This is where it comes in that God says, I'm going to provide a helper for you. And that's exactly what he did.
Und genau das hat er getan.
And Adam didn't know what it was going to cost him.
Und Adam wusste nicht, was ihm das kosten würde.
A rib.
Eine Rippe.
You know. And this is why, where I come from, they say, Adam wasn't black. Because Eve would never have been able to take a rib from him.
Und da, wo ich herkomme, heißt es, daher wissen wir, dass Adam nicht dunkelhäutig war, weil man ihm sonst keine Rippe hätte nehmen können.
You guys know spare ribs?
Kennt ihr spare ribs?
I'm from the South. We love fried chicken. We love barbecue. So it's a joke. Okay. You're allowed to laugh. Yeah. They took a rib. Okay. Anyways. Okay, all right. But Adam gave in willingly. Okay, he said it was all right. No, he was sleeping. Right, okay. So now here's Eve. And she's supposed to be a helper. Right, and you're thinking, well, what is she going to help? Basically, she's going to do the same things he's doing. They're equal. They're both made in God's image. She's just going to jump in doing the same things he's doing. But no, he's no longer alone. Right, now they have each other. You guys know the story, I'm sure. She was deceived.
Sie wurde betrogen, verführt.
And got into trouble.
Und hat sich Ärger eingebracht.
And so was Adam.
Und Adam genauso.
And then God drove them out of the garden.
Und Gott hat sie aus dem Garten verbannt.
And he cursed the serpent who had deceived them, cursed Eve who had first bitten into that fruit, and then Adam as well.
Und Gott hat die Schlange verbannt.
This earth needs a savior. The creation is waiting to be saved. Desiring it. And that's what happens to us. Humans. When we realize our need for a savior, we can't wait. It only takes that realization that you are lost and you need a savior. So we're living in a fallen world and it's cursed, and our thoughts and life, our mannerisms, our attitudes, our methods, they're fallen, they're lost, they're under a curse.
Wir leben also in einer gefallenen und verfluchten Welt, und unser Denken, unsere Haltung, unsere Einstellung sind verflucht, die sind verloren und falsch.
So we need to get back to the Creator and figure out how this works.
Wir müssen also zurückkommen zum Schöpfer und herausfinden, wie das alles hier funktioniert.
And this is what I love about the Bible.
Und das liebe ich so in der Bibel.
You know, you have a story like Genesis.
Yeah.
That's where it kicks off, you know. All these answers the world's been kind of trying to figure out for so long, but the answers have been right there. And the role, you know, and that relationship between the man and the woman didn't change. And you see the continuity of that throughout all of Scripture.
Right,
you have Abraham, who's called, and he goes out with his wife, and you see this special relationship between the two, and they're one. And they both have to have faith and trust in God in order to be used by God to fulfill His purposes. And then you'll see all the way in the New Testament, thousands of years later, Peter will talk about it and say, oh yeah, this is the way it was supposed to be. Even Jesus. As he's asked by the disciples about marriage and divorce, he speaks about Genesis. Okay, and he tells them, remember, it's written. So you can trust these things. You can believe these things. That's in Matthew 19. I love that passage. And it's funny because the disciples are listening and then they're understanding how serious marriage is. And they go, I don't know if anyone should get married. And Jesus is like, well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can be single and live for God. But if you get married, you're supposed to become one. And there's the guys going, who's this guy, you know? You see the unity. Genesis, nothing changed. God's plan remains the same. And we go back to that. And that's where we find the purpose of marriage again, really re-emphasized in a new way. Because if you just look at the stories of the Old Testament, you kind of get a broken picture. But a broken picture is a real picture. Yeah. You know, the things you see on Facebook, that's not really how it's all going down. You know? Now we like to, it's like, take the picture, we're like, we get the other side. Okay, now I can post it, you know? We like to show the good side. Right? It's like, look, I'm with my family, we're all smiling. You should get a picture when Venice krach. You should get a picture when there's things happening in the house. Right? You ain't gonna post that. Nobody's gonna post that. But that's real. Right? Now, you start looking at Facebook, you get all depressed because you're like, man, I wish I was living the dream like these people. They're all happy. I'm all sad, but that's not real. So I love the Bible. It shows you the good, the bad, the ugly. It's real. It tells you how broken people were, how in need they were of a Savior. And then one more reference there in the New Testament, looking back to the Old Testament, is Paul, the apostle. Okay, so here we have the basics. We have it kind of laid out for us right there in Genesis. You get in the New Testament, and they refer back to it. Yep, this is how it works. And Paul really brings this home. I mean, he really explains it. As he will kind of give us that picture of Jesus and the church and the man and the woman. And so we need to understand God's original intention, his design. Okay, it's his institution. Marriage. Listen, that's why it's not up for debate. It's not up for voting. It's his thing.
Okay.
And we understand that in the church. The world doesn't understand that, so we're not going to hold them. You know, we understand they're lost. They're just trying to figure things out. But marriage is God's thing.
Okay?
And so what I love there too in Genesis is that you have this order and this kind of sense of calling and authority. Yeah, exactly. Because you see how God will address Adam personally and the way he addresses Eve personally, and he really holds Adam accountable for what happened. He says, Adam, it's your fault.
You know?
Adam says, no, it's her fault.
No.
You know, and this is where I love this, because you have that there, right there. That was perfect world, perfect environment. And it wasn't about, you know, having authority and order and that. It was about purpose. It was about identity. And when you understand that, and the oneness, and the love, and the service, and the sacrifice, you'll be able to work through conflict. To the identity, we know that man and woman were created in God's image. Just because Adam was created first in the order did not make Eve less equal to being a part of God's image. So both the man and the woman together, mankind, make up God's image. And we learn about that later on. Remember? The New Testament always goes back and says, this is how this works. This is how this is supposed to portray things. So even though Adam was given authority, Eve was a free woman. And she didn't suffer under that abuse of hierarchy. You see, that all comes, again, from the understanding of their identity. Guys, this is essential. These are God's kids. Both the man and the woman. And that will affect how you treat the other person. And you understand their identity is in God. This is God's image. They not only had an identity, they had a purpose. We mix this all up. His purpose, remember, it was simple. He was to name the animals and tend the garden. You know, eat as much fruit salad as he wanted. You know, just fruits and vegetables and, you know, salsa and all that good stuff. I mean, it was a happy date. Mexico. No. And then her purpose was to kind of jump in and do the same things to assist him in that work. Okay, so they equally were to fulfill that purpose. Now what they didn't know is that they were also fulfilling a need they had, that void of needing a companion. Yeah, and so that's what we understand, where Adam was like, whoa, man, whoa, man, woman. And he's like, I love the garden. Paradise. He's happy. But he didn't know he had that void. He was created that way. And God was going to provide for him. She was born into that environment. Right? She knew right away her purpose. And I love that, because you have to understand, there was this harmony, there was this oneness. They weren't yet tempted by the flesh to abuse that role and that purpose. Temptation came. And you think about the world now and this atmosphere of competition and the influence on your decisions. Yeah, so. Konkurrenz, yeah. Yeah, and you know, you got ego and pride and jealousy. Guys, none of that was happening. You know? So you add to the temptations and the curse and being in the fallen world, all those things, it makes it really complicated. And so as Christians, we live with this same identity and the same purpose. No, here we are, created in God's image to glorify God. You know? Yeah, to love Him, to worship Him, to give reverence to Him. And we live in an environment that's hostile. That's attacking. Now, I mean, you think about these things. You know, I'm sure you've been confronted with it at some point in your life. You know, where you work, how much you earn, what you studied, how your grades were, where you grew up, how many friends you have, what kind of hobbies you do. It's all kind of competition, right? So jealousy. They didn't even have that. Okay? So there's grace for us. It's grace for you. Okay? But in that environment, even in that environment, temptation, giving in, and not obeying God, succumbing, it led down a downward spiral of events and things that were going to now take place in that relationship. And, you know, I feel like this is It's strange, but we're just now kind of seemingly coming back to God's original concept. You know, we think about the church today, and we think about the unity and the equality of man and woman. Man, it sure has taken a long time.
Wenn wir also über die Kirche oder die Gemeinde heutzutage nachdenken und über die Gleichberechtigung zwischen Mann und Frau, das hat schon eine ganze Weile gedauert.
Yeah, sure. In the first century, when the church was established, they were already talking about it.
Schon im ersten Jahrhundert, nachdem die Gemeinde gegründet wurde, haben sie darüber geredet.
And they were supposed to see each other as equal.
Und die waren dazu angehalten, einander als gleichwertig.
It didn't matter if you were from Germany or Italy or Turkey or, you know, equal.
Das hat keine Rolle gespielt, ob du aus Deutschland oder Italien oder aus der Türkei kommst.
It didn't matter if you were born as a slave or free person.
Das hat auch keine Rolle gespielt, ob du als Sklave oder als freier Mensch geboren.
It didn't matter if you were male or female.
Es war egal, ob du Mann oder Frau warst.
You were a child of God, and you're made in His image.
Als Kind Gottes bist du in seinem Ebenbild geschaffen.
And you're supposed to be treated that way.
Und so solltest du auch behandelt werden.
And certainly, many Christians began to walk in that freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Und mit ganz gewiss sind Menschen in dieser Freiheit und in der Kraft des Geistes haben sie geliebt.
But in the world,
aber in der Welt,
think about it. It's taken a long time, hasn't it? It's still being talked about. Even one of the youngest countries to come to existence, America, is still having to try to straighten those kinds of things out.
Yeah.
What? And it was founded by Christians, and you see, because of tradition. Tradition got in the way from just following Scripture.
Tradition hat sich dem in den Weg gestellt, dass einfach dem Wort Gottes gefolgt wird.
So it's important to understand the biblical truths. It's important to understand God's intention, God's plan, His original design.
Also es ist so wichtig, Gottes Intention und seinen ursprünglichen Plan nachvollziehen zu können, zu verstehen.
So certainly, both the man and the woman have been given an identity and a purpose.
Sowohl Mann als auch Frau wurden Identität und Sinn gegeben.
It tells us there that in the curse, as they were driven out of the garden,
da steht, dass durch den Fluch, als sie aus dem Garten vertrieben wurden,
their oneness would now be under attack.
Dass ihre Einheit nun unter Angriff stehen würde.
Not only would it come from the outside,
nicht nur von außen,
it was going to come from the inside.
Sondern auch von innen heraus.
There was going to be this curse now. That's why we say, yeah, we were born in sin. After sin of Adam, it followed, even till to now.
Es ist dieser Fluch, von dem die Rede ist. Und wir, deswegen sagen wir, wir sind in Sünde geboren, weil nach Adam ist es einfach so weitergegangen.
Let me highlight that and we'll just read it there in Genesis chapter 3.
Ich möchte es mal lesen und hervorheben in 1. Mose 3.
Okay. We have to understand, why is there so much confusion? You know, why is it so hard to like do it right?
Wir müssen verstehen, warum da so viel Verwirrung ist und warum es so schwer ist, das Richtige zu tun.
Well, it tells us to the woman, verse 16. He said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children, yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
Und zur Frau sprach Gott, ich will die Mühen deiner Schwangerschaft sehr groß machen, mit Schmerzen sollst du Kinder gebären, und dein Verlangen wird auf deinen Mann gerichtet sein, er aber soll über dich herrschen.
Unfortunately, the pain thing, when you have babies, that hasn't changed.
Unglücklicherweise hat sich das mit den Schmerzen bei der Geburt nicht geändert.
Well, we got those PDAs today. We got our ways of dealing with it, you know. But say, yep, that still is going on. But there's also this strife between the man and the woman somehow.
Aber da ist irgendwie auch immer noch
this conflict, yeah.
Ärger.
You know, for some reason, instead of the man treating the woman in God's image,
aus irgendeinem Grund, statt dass der Mann die Frau so behandelt, wie sie in Gottes Ebenbild geschaffen
ist, as a weaker vessel,
als ein schwächeres Gefäß,
he wants to rule over her.
Will herrschen über sie.
You guys have to understand. I'm going to say, that's not your calling, you know. That's my calling, I'm the leader. No, no, no. That was a curse. That was a curse.
Jungs, ihr müsst das verstehen. Das ist nicht euer Ruf. Ihr seid nicht, ja, so, ich bin als Leiter berufen. Das war nicht du.
Nicht Leiter sein, herrschen. Das Wort rule, he says.
Also das Wort herrschen, nicht Leiter sein, sondern
Leiter ist okay.
Zu leiten ist okay.
Now, you still have a purpose. Of an order and an identity.
Yeah.
But you have to understand this whole idea of ruling is a curse. And this certain desire that it is expressed in here from the woman for the man is under a curse. I think it probably plays out differently from woman to woman.
Und ich glaube, das zeigt sich unterschiedlich von Frau zu Frau.
You know, but there is an internal battle.
Aber da findet ein innerer Kampf statt.
Of having your identity in Christ and being happy and content.
Darum, seine Identität in Christus zu finden und froh und ruhig zu sein.
There's this temptation to desire the man.
You know?
Many have interpreted this to say, well, that's where she kind of wants to, you know, be the neck. You know, she wants to manipulate, she wants to direct, she wants to lead. I wouldn't say that applies to all women. But I think that this kind of a curse applies to all women. And it will play out differently. How do you see your identity in God?
You know?
The man, he's kind of doing his thing. I'm all right. And he has to learn oneness. Humility. Sacrifice. He has to learn those things. You see, so you understand, we have a perfect situation. God's roles, God's plan, His design.
Daran muss er noch lernen. Und wir sehen hier aber, Gott hat einen perfekten Plan. Er hat die perfekte Rollenverteilung und sein, ja, wie er geschaffen hat.
And then we have the curse.
Und dann haben wir den Fluch.
And so I wanted to start with that.
Und ich möchte damit gehen.
Because that is so important as the backdrop to everything we're going to talk about.
Weil das so grundlegend ist, so wichtig für alles, worüber wir noch reden werden.
You know, and there's no better picture, really, of oneness.
Und es gibt kein besseres Bild für Einheit.
And harmony and unity.
Und Harmonie und
and love, Liebe, sacrifice.
Hingabe.
Then the picture
als das Bild
of a marriage
von einer Ehe
with God in the center.
Die Gott im Mittelpunkt hat.
This was His creation.
Das war seine Schöpfung.
And we see that thread from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
Und wir sehen, wie das von 1. Mose bis in die Offenbarung.
You know, when some people talk about certain things a lot, you know, they just talk about this, or you know, I know people, they love to talk about Fußball.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, whenever we're together, football this, football, you know, and they did that. No. I know some other people love to talk about prophecy. You know, this is happening in the news and Israel and da 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 da. You know. Maybe you know some people that love to talk about clothes, this design, shoes. You know, they love to talk about it, right? They love that particular topic.
Du weißt
God loves to talk about marriage.
Gott liebt es, über Ehe zu sprechen.
He loves to talk about it. He talks about it all throughout Scripture. And he loves to bring it up, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He talks about how it works and how it doesn't work. And there's laws that are entangled and kind of intertwined with this.
Und da gibt es Gesetze, die damit verknüpft sind.
Spiritual laws.
Geistliche Gesetze.
Right? In his kingdom.
Die in seinem Reich.
And then there are practice. There's like practical advice that applies to this.
Dann gibt es praktische Ratschläge.
There's a lot. There's a lot. A lot that goes into it. We won't be able to talk about everything. But it's important that you understand this. And no married couple without God in the center can truly glorify Him the way that the marriage was supposed to be designed.
Es ist wichtig, dass ihr versteht, dass kein verheiratetes Paar, das Gott nicht im Mittelpunkt hat, die Ehe so leben kann, wie sie eigentlich sein soll und so, dass sie Gott verherrlicht.
God was always the center of that relationship.
Gott stand immer im Mittelpunkt dieser Beziehung.
You know, and today we live in a world that they want to apply marriage in a lot of different ways.
Und wir leben heute in einer Zeit, in einer Welt, in der Menschen
And it will never be able to glorify God unless it is applied the way God intended it.
Und es wird nie möglich sein, Gott zu verherrlichen, wenn sie nicht auf eine Weise gelebt wird, wie Gott das eigentlich wollte.
It's important to understand.
Es ist wichtig, das zu verstehen.
It's not up for debate.
Da gibt's keine Diskussion über.
It's not, you know, it's his invention.
Das ist seine Erfindung.
So, it's his thing.
Also, das ist seine Sache.
And Nada and I have this beautiful picture. You want to talk about the triangle? Yeah.
Wir haben so ein schönes Beispiel, so ein Bild, und davon kann Nada sagen.
Ziemlich simpel, also wie ich gerade gesagt habe, dass Gott nie, dass Gott als Gott die Ehe geschaffen hat, aber er ist immer als drittes Glied auf jeden Fall der Konzeption oder als Zentrum. Und deswegen manchmal ist das ja auch so, dass man als wenn man in einer Beziehung ist, dass man dann oben müssen uns öfters zusammensetzen und mehr reden oder wir müssen uns einigen auf dies und das oder uns nähern oder wir brauchen was, wir brauchen einfach mehr Zeit oder noch ein Date oder mal zusammen Abendessen zu gehen, um sich wieder zu treffen, manchmal entfernt hat sich oder so, wenn man einfach Zeit nicht hat, die Möglichkeit irgendwie ja wieder zusammenzukommen. Eine innige Gemeinschaft zu haben. Und ja, das kann ganz oft, wenn man das auf die Art und Weise versucht, kann das ganz oft schief gehen. Man trifft es vielleicht, aber irgendwas fehlt, dieses dritte Glied fehlt. Und deswegen finden wir dieses Konzept des, dieses Dreieck. Genau, also wo man, vielleicht kennt ihr das auch schon, das wird ganz oft benutzt. Aber das ist halt, man hat die Frau und den Mann und da ist eine Straße, die zueinander führt, aber es gibt auch eine Straße, die nach oben führt. Und zwar, wenn halt beide sich das Ziel setzen, Gott zu suchen als allererstes. Oder sich an Gott da vorne wieder oben zu treffen.
Oh, all meine Notizen.
Genau, also da werden alle auf allen Ebenen, wird man sich da oben wieder begegnen. Und das finden wir schön, weil das Gott total verherrlicht und einfach auch so ein praktisches Beispiel ist, auch im Alltag. Man kann versuchen, aus eigener Kraft oder irgendwie aus dem eigenen Fleisch irgendwie an der Beziehung zu arbeiten, aber ich glaube, wenn man sich als allererstes als Christ Gott unterordnet und das als Ziel hat, das setzt die besten Voraussetzungen, dass man auch ein besserer Partner ist.
Because the whole idea of becoming one is so foreign to the world. Okay?
Weil dieser ganze Gedanke, eins zu werden, der ist
Do you understand? Oneness? The world's like, forget that, man. You got your own personality. Be you. Right? It's all, the marriage is all about you. You do your thing. She'll do her thing. And if there's, you know, chemistry, and you know, it'll work. No. See, the world's all about individuality. Right? And as long as you're single, okay. Great. You know, you have your identity in God, and let God, man, when you give your life to Jesus, you're free. You're given an identity, right? You no longer have these pressures of the world to become this thing. Right. That, and it's awesome. Let's just be real. There is nothing like it. Before I was a Christian, I had listened to so much music. Okay. And all of that music were basically painting a picture that I was trying to somehow fit into. You know how small my world was? It was so small. The world is so big. There's so much diversity, you know? I was stuck in one genre, you know? And do you ever feel like that? Man, when Jesus comes in, you start to like all the genres, right? You are free. You know, you can appreciate the Vielfalt, the diversity. You know, you can appreciate the different colors and the different designs of the flowers. Just like, you're like, wow. You know? And you can get stuck in this really, 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 really confined, small world. That's not even real. That's not even real. So you get saved, and then boom, you're free. Jesus is saying, you can let all that stuff go.
No.
So that's a single person. And it's awesome. But if God's put it in your heart to find a companion, you see, then you have to learn something new. And that is the idea of oneness. Both the woman and the man. You have to give up that identity, that your singleness, to join to that partner. In order to become one. Otherwise, you'll just be two. You see? There's no way around it. That's the only way. And see, if you understand, that is the purpose of marriage.
Oneness.
Honestly, I think if people really understood what it was all about, less people would get married. Or you could say more marriages would stay together, would last.
You see,
they come in thinking it's about me. What can I get out of this? You know? Right? Instead of coming into the marriage going, how can I be a blessing now to my partner? That's why the triangle picture is so so good and so biblical, so right in its concept.
Darum ist das Bild von dem Dreieck so gut und so richtig und biblisch.
Because as you put God in the center and the focus of your life,
wenn du nämlich Gott in den Mittelpunkt und als Fokus deines Lebens setzt,
as a married person,
als jemand, der verheiratet ist,
he's going to help you to join. He's going to help you to become one.
Dann wird Gott dir und euch helfen, eins zu werden und euch zu treffen.
To complement each other.
Einander zu ergänzen.
Right? So your strengths, her weaknesses, her strengths, your weaknesses,
deine
and it works.
And
if you don't have God in the center,
wenn ihr aber Gott nicht im Mittelpunkt habt,
and you don't have him as the focus and the purpose in your life,
und wenn er nicht euer Ausrichtungspunkt im Leben ist,
you see, you begin to look for solutions,
dann werdet ihr nach Lösungen suchen,
that are temporary,
die nur eine Zeit lang bestehen,
that will disappoint,
die enttäuschen werden,
that will eventually run out. Eventually, again, with that individual thinking, that individuality, you come to a conclusion.
Mit diesem individualistischen Denken kommt ihr dann letztendlich an den Punkt,
what's best for me?
Zu denken, was ist hier das, was ich rausziehen kann.
When you start thinking like that,
wenn du anfängst, so zu denken,
you're no longer walking in that design.
Dann wandelst du nicht mehr in diesem eigentlichen Bild.
What's in this for me?
Was ist da für mich drin?
You know, and that kind of egotistic or just prideful thinking,
egoistische und stolze Denken,
you know, selfish,
right?
It seems right in that relationship when there's conflict.
Dann es scheint, wenn es Konflikte gibt in der Beziehung, das Richtige zu sein.
And this is where it's important to go back and to understand the backdrop of all that we're talking about, that conflict is not a bad thing.
Und da ist es dann wichtig, zurückzukommen zu dieser Grundlage, um auch sehen zu können, ein Konflikt ist nichts Negatives.
It doesn't mean that you're not in God's will.
Das bedeutet nicht, dass du nicht im Willen Gottes bist.
Right. Because everything's not perfect.
Weil nicht alles perfekt ist.
Because again, we paint this picture and we think, well, if this is for God and this is what God wants, then it's just everything's going to be perfect.
Wenn wir nämlich dieses Bild haben, ja, das ist für Gott und es geht hier darum, was Gott will und alles wird perfekt sein und muss perfekt sein.
But what you will soon find out is that in this life, in this world, there will be trouble, and this world is fallen. There will be temptations and all kinds of attacks.
Dann wirst du schnell an den Punkt kommen, wo du merkst, in dieser gefallenen Welt, da gibt's Probleme und es gibt Versuchungen und es gibt Ärger und Stress.
Not just from the outside.
Nicht nur von außen.
And that's you know, it's already enough, whether it be jealousy.
Und das würde ja schon ausreichen, ob das jetzt Eifersucht ist.
Ego. Your pride.
Dein Stolz.
Or it be beauty.
Oder Schönheit.
Begins to fade.
Die langsam vergeht.
It could be a lot of things on the outside, but even on the inside.
Da sind viele äußerliche Dinge, aber auch innerlich.
You see. Conflict in the relationship that God designed. I think a lot of times we have this idea that in a marriage or in a relationship that God is brought together, there's just harmony and no issues. And you know what? There wouldn't be any issues if you were perfect.
Und wisst ihr was? Wenn es da keine Probleme gäbe, dann müsste das perfekt.
No, like, yeah, there wouldn't be any problems if you were perfect. But you're not. And you know that. I'm sorry.
Es gibt keine Probleme, wenn du perfekt bist. Es gibt keine Auseinandersetzung, aber du bist nicht perfekt.
Oder? Oder is there someone here that's perfect? I'd love to meet you. Shake your hand. I get a picture with you. Facebook it. I just met Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
Or Mrs. Perfect. No, but you're not, right? You're not you. Now let's just think about you. You're not perfect. Okay? I mean, you got some problems. You know? It's like, I didn't want you to know I have that scar, you know? No, we can do that. I'm like, that's okay. So, hey, we can do it. It's like, I don't even know what I said now. I don't know what I said. Yeah. You know, you know those. It's like, oh, I don't know. They see my feet. Oh, I gotta keep my feet covered. Oh, if they knew how many cavities I had. How many fillings. I knew what my grades were in school. Or how many times it took me to get my driver's license. You know. Or that I don't have one yet, you know. I mean, you know, you have all these things. And say, well, you're not perfect. Right? Maybe you have some addictions. Can also happen. Right? You got a thing for Snickers. You know, you just eat Snickers and all the time you sneak them at night. I think I'm speaking to somebody right now. Right? Or you're that person that goes down and takes a spoon in the Nutella and you're like, you know? But you see, nobody knows about that. Right? I mean, there could be all kind of things. And you say, well, this is so pious, you know? Don't you getting up in my stuff. This is my perfect, my privacy. And then you get married. Mm-hmm. And you try to keep all that stuff private. And eventually, all those problems, because remember, you're not perfect. You're on a process. You're on a good road, okay? You're on the road to perfection. God has been working on you, changing you, and man, you do not look like you used to look. I mean, you are doing good. But there's a lot still to go, right? You know, and even in your heart, you haven't even fully surrendered necessarily all the areas of your heart. And you have conflict. There's just, and you have some issues, and he has some issues, and she has some, I mean, and it just back and forth. It could be brothers, it could be sisters, it could be a couple. You see, it's important that we say that because, you see, conflict's not just about marriage. You know, most Christians that I have met, that have been Christians for a long time, they will have all said the same thing. The longer they have lived with Christ, the more they have realized they need him. You know, it's not just like one time and you just get everything right. You're forgiven. You're healed. You have peace with God.
Du bist geheilt, du hast Frieden mit Gott.
But you're on a road of perfection, this path, sanctification.
No?
Yeah. That's a long road, it's bumpy.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're in a relationship, you not only have your own bumps, but now you get the bumps with the other person's going through. And it would be wrong to go, I guess God doesn't want us to be together. You're not perfect. You know?
Right.
But that's how we act sometimes.
Aber so verhalten wir uns
manchmal. Instead of just saying, oh, you know, let's work this out. Let's see how we can get through this. Okay. Sorry, I'm kind of going off course, but it was really important for us to kind of lay the grounds, okay? Do you want to add anything to what I said for now? Because what we're going to get into next are the nitty-gritty. I mean, conflict. What kind of stuff do you deal with?
Okay.
And then what is the solution? Like, what do you do practically? How do you get through this stuff?
Okay.
And we wanted to encourage you guys, if you're not married and you're not in a relationship, that these are still very practical tools for you. Maybe one day you want to get in a relationship. Or one day you want to get married. You know, and your future spouse is going to benefit from you being here today.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? And there's just so many things that, I mean, Nada and I wish we had learned earlier on. So we're excited to be able to come and to share these things that we've learned, and a lot of things the hard way. So thank you, Judith, for translating. Vielen Dank. Ne? And yeah, danke dir. So, genau. So was ich jetzt vorschlagen möchte, ist, dass ihr, wenn ihr jetzt Fragen habt, zum Beispiel zu das, was schon angesprochen wurde, bevor wir jetzt rausgehen und essen und so, lasst die Fragen hier und schreibt sie auf, dann haben wir so ein bisschen Zeit, die mal auch anzugucken und so. Und das zweite Halb sozusagen, nach dem Mittagessen und so, würden wir wirklich in das Thema so hineingehen, wenn es kracht, so was man so wirklich erlebt und wie wir da durchkommen. Und ich hoffe, dass ihr das verstanden habt, dass es normal ist. Na, wir wünschen uns alle, dass das perfekt wird und wir haben so schöne Tage erlebt. Und solche Dinge kannst du nur in einer Ehe erleben. Und man hat Angst von den Schwierigkeiten, aber um das Schöne seid, um die schönen Dinge, was auch mit in einer Ehe, was man auch in so einer Ehe erleben darf, darfst du nur dort erleben. Und das kommt in so eine Gottes Verpackung, also seine Design, das ist sein Plan und das ist eigentlich sehr gut für uns. Wir werden verändert, wir lernen in Demut zu wachsen und Hingabe und all diese Dinge. Von daher, genau. Keine Ergänzung von deiner Seite? Okay. Ja, weil wir haben auch einiges, die wir dann mit euch machen, also durchmachen müssen. So, von daher, ja. That's it. Sehr gut. Ihr habt gut mitgemacht. Ja, gut durchgehalten. Geschafft. Wie gesagt, wir haben das in der Form noch nie gemacht. Deswegen ist es für uns ein bisschen spontan. Und es kann sein, dass es auch manchmal so ein bisschen rhetorical ist. Aber was sehr wichtig ist, ist euren Teil. Dass ihr Fragen stellt. Dass ihr wirklich auch diese Dinge auch los werdet. Ne?
Ja, und wenn Fragen sind, die ihr später in die Persönlichkeit
Cool? Alright, Mittagessen ist halb, ne? Ich freue mich schon drauf. Lass uns beten, Herr, wir danken dir für diesen ersten Teil, für diese Zeit, wo wir ja über deinen Plan und ja über deine Arbeit in uns sprechen können, Herr. Und auf dieser Welt, Herr, sind so viele verschiedene Konflikte in dieser Welt, Herr. Und ich bitte dich, Herr, dass du uns für das nächste Tag vorbereitest, dass du jede ansprichst, Herr, dass du uns aber eine neue Identität in Christus schaffst, dass wir in der Freiheit wachsen können, Herr. Wir bitten dich sehr, dass du uns ein Verständnis schenkst und gibst, Herr, durch deine Gnade für anderen und auch für die, die uns verletzt haben, die auch in diese gefallene Welt, in diese Fluch wirklich auch gewandert haben. Herr, wir bitten dich wirklich für Vergebung, dass du uns heilst, dass heute wirklich Heilung in uns geschaffen wird, Herr. Und ich danke dir, Herr, dass du mitten unter uns bist und in unserer Gemeinschaft, und bitten dich, Herr, dass du auch unsere Gespräche segnest und das Essen in Jesu Namen. Amen.